Yagi Cohen was a 36-year-old Israeli who was waiting for a heart transplant. He was dying from a hereditary heart disease, and his condition was critical. At the last moment, a donor was found. The surgery was successful, and Yagi had a new life. Only later did he discover his donor was Mazen Julani, a 32-year-old Palestinian pharmacist, a husband and a father. Mazen had been sitting in an open-air cafe playing cards with friends when a burst of gunfire from a passing car took his life. All the authorities could figure out is that the day before, an Arab suicide bomber had killed 17 young Jewish people in a seaside disco, and apparently Mazen's killing was an act of blind revenge. Mazen's father agreed that his son's organ should be donated, and they went to one Palestinian teenager and four Israelis. It was Yagal's father, David, who upon learning that the donor had saved his son's life said, "This noble family comes and teaches us all that it is possible to do things in a different way." That's something to think about. I'm Bob Long with St. Luke's Methodist Church.